Tanya, yeah, a few minutes late this morning.
My apologies to everybody. I had to drive the speed limit because, you know, there's photo radar out there.
Tanya, we call that planning and leaving on time.
There may have been a train. There was no train.
You
don't know.
May or may not have happened.
You don't know.
Fair enough. Yeah, you know, that's a convenient excuse. Oh, yeah, there's a train. You just say that and everyone just sort of assumes you're telling the truth.
Yeah. Our town is bisected by the CP rail line.
But we did want to talk a little bit about photo radar this morning, sort of following up on a conversation we had last week about a recent council decision regarding photo radar and some of the revenues.
A big change out of last week and meant to address concerns that have been expressed at council, and I know in particular the mayor expressed it during budget time, where the money goes and having a clear direction of how to use those funds, because it seems odd to be collecting money but not spending it on anything, yet having a dedicated reserve for it. So with the changes and the inclusion of safety-focused programs and services, do you feel that that's addressed your concern?
Well, all along, the photo radar reserve was meant to fund policing actions and traffic safety issues. I think it's been surprising on the side of the town how much revenue is coming in. People don't seem to be getting the message and continue to speed. And of course, it's a voluntary contribution. Nobody's obliged to provide those revenues. The expectation was that over time, people would slow down and start driving within the speed limit in these
Does anyone on council who voted this in drive? Because I don't see people stopping speeding anytime soon.
The fact that the revenues continue to increase says to me a few things, but one of them is that people aren't getting the message.
Fine revenue was decreasing and just took a spike up again because we fired a new contractor, and that contractor's equipment allows them to monitor speed going both directions. So people were used to being able to speed through those places if they were going the wrong direction. I've heard it suggested by perhaps even you, Tanya, that this is a cash grab on the part of the town. And I would submit that if it was a cash grab, we would have said we need to have this money to pay for this or to do that. The fact that the reserves are just accruing indicates that, in fact, we didn't have a purpose for the funding. We had a purpose for putting photo radar in place, which was to slow people down in specific zones. And let me finish now. Don't forget, this is an RCMP supported activity. They've said these areas are typically high speed zones, and we want to do something to slow people down there.
One of the things put forward when photo radar came in is that it would free up RCMP time. Those members would have the resources available to focus on other things. Yet we use photo radar revenues to pay for an additional RCMP officer. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't they already have enough staff in place with their time being freed up to do the job they need to do? Why are we paying for them to do more?
The bonus is that through the generosity of people that drive too quickly, we're able to have an extra 1.5 RCMP officers, which makes the town safer. So in the policy that dictates where that money can go, it's very specific and it's safety related. And with the recent policy amendment, we've expanded that to allow those funds to be directed towards community safety. It's things like the possibility of a more safe pedestrian crossing for the railway tracks, and possibility of contributing to the very urgent need at the hospital in the trauma center for equipment.
That's the province's responsibility to supply equipment.
In the meantime, we live here. People in our town end up in the trauma center, and if there's not the equipment, the province is responsible. But are we going to say, oh darn, we didn't get it from the province, so Billy over here has to die?
Visit Canmore. We got a really good trauma center, and thanks for speeding and pay a ticket. So one thing I wanted to correct on you, though, when you talked about the photo radar going down, that year, those statistics was the year that the contractor switched over, and there was a period of several months when there was no photo radar in town.
There wasn't? Oh, man.
I know. I was here on time every week.
If you look at the chart, it was going down slowly every year. I have a friend that complains to me regularly. He gets nailed 2 to 3 times a month, he says, at the same spot. It's like, what is that all about, Tanya?
I have had one photo radar ticket in the entire time I've lived here.
Well, that's one more ticket than I've had, Tanya.
Yeah. I hope you get a ticket.
So with the
I'm going to start driving your car around town, back and forth in front of them.
They tried that April 1st several years ago. Wow. Somebody put my license plate on their car. I'm not naming any names, Frank, but...